all my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle paid the price. Want a slice, got to roll the dice. That's why all my life, I've been grinding all my life. Look, all my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle paid the price. Want a slice, got to roll the dice. That's why all my life, I've been grinding all my life. Look, I'm married to this gang, that's who I made my wife.
The audacity of me going missing for about a month and not even finishing the season. But nonetheless, I'm back. And thank you so much for tuning in to Expressive Espresso. I am your host, Alexis DeAndre Coley. And I've been up to certain things, of course. But with this episode, I'm giving insight on the behind the scenes of pulling an actual successful event. And if you've been a long-time listener, you know that I failed in this area once. I believe it might have been Code of Consistency. Not sure. I know it was in the very beginning of Expressive Espresso. However, I want to also share with you guys that I completed my first 5K. And I completed my first 5K. I decided to do a fun run, which was basically the color paint, and it was a lot of fun. And I got to run with my mother, who is a true marathon runner, true runner, and she pushed me, which, you know, it led me to have better time than I would usually have by myself. So it's great. I plan on running at least maybe the max. I plan on running 5 races this year. And so right now I'm training for a 10K, which is going into this topic as far as preparation, right? Because about 3 months ago, I wasn't able to run a mile. And now I'm able to run 3 miles. And I'm actually pushing myself, going back to the area that I failed once, which was a conference. I wanted to have a women's empowerment conference. I had the speaker. Speaker was paid for. We had the venue. I had a partner, and then it just failed. What's important is it's amazing how time will actually reveal, and also the saying patience is a virtue. You know, back then it just wasn't the right time. And now I believe it is. So I partnered up with Snooty Judy, and the event will be in August. So far, the speakers are going to be so amazing. I decided to help with this event because it partners up with the values of myself and Expressive Espresso. So there's more information to come. Don't worry about it. What I want to share in this episode are the behind the scenes of pulling off an event of this magnitude. What has worked so far and something that you may be able to use. By the way, this episode was brought to you by BarsRunner.com and SnootyJudy.com. So here are the 5 ways to be strategic with the behind the scenes of planning a big event. One option, you may want to consider a JV partner, junior varsity partner. 2 heads are better than 1, of course, and that is often the case with running an active ongoing program such as an event or a challenge. The reasons you may want to include a JV partner, maybe if you're relatively new, a seasoned JV partner can kickstart the partnership. Another reason for choosing a JV partner is you can tag team with each other. So filling in when your partner is busy and vice versa, or alerting them to questions requiring their unique expertise or skills. So, for example, people definitely enjoy the added value of 2 experts for the price of 1. And inspiration, having a partner and brainstorming or checking in will definitely help you quickly weed out less productive ideas and fill you with new ones. Number 2, you want to create measurable goals that require action and sacrifice. So the success of your event will also rest on how well targeted your main goal is, as well as how well spaced out your milestones, also known as mini goals, are. So with these goals, simple goals create boredom, and goals have to be neither so immense that your member can't believe they'll actually achieve it, nor so simple that they are no challenge at all. So just keep that in mind. The key is to get people to know their comfort zone, then stretch just enough beyond to cause discomfort. That's a good formula to follow, even for seasoned challenge runners. The discomfort should provoke the same feelings runners get after making themselves participate in a grueling run, but return filled with endorphins and a typical runner's high. Third thing you want to do to be strategic in a successful event is to recruit volunteers. But once you know that the event is going to happen and you've sold a few tickets, it's time to recruit some volunteers. The best volunteers are those who have signed up for information about your event, but for whatever reason cannot afford to go, but they also fit within your demographic. Number four, make sure you have a clear objective. Your first need is to have a clear objective for the event. That is the only way you can successfully market it to your audience as well as potential JV partners and sponsors. People can see when something is well considered or not. And finally, choose the right venue. One of the most important decisions you'll make is where your event will occur. Ensure that the space is right for the size of your event. You don't want people to feel too crowded or as if they're swallowed up by the venue. You also want to make sure that the style of the event fits with the style of your audience. Thank you so much for continuing to listen to the podcast and also staying with me during the disappearing act. A special thanks to my sponsors, BossRunner.com, where I purchased amazing headphones to train for my race, and SnootyJudy.com for having funny, great, and helpful content. So until we meet again, have a great week. And while you're having that great week, feel free to leave a 5-star review on iTunes.